Good morning. We are still experiencing gusty northwest winds behind a storm system that is developing over the Canadian Maritimes. The wind speeds have come down substantially, though, from yesterday. Still, though, wind gusts could exceed 20 to 30 miles per hour during the latter portion of this morning and into the afternoon. High pressure continues to build in from the Great Lakes, and this is reducing the amount of lake effect snow we are seeing downwind of Lake Ontario. Still, scattered to numerous clouds can be found, with a few flurries and snow showers, primarily in the southern Adirondacks and Mohawk Valley, but this activity will wind down this morning, leaving us all with a mix of sun and clouds to mostly sunny skies, and temperatures on the colder side of average by several degrees, only reaching into the lower 20s. That high pressure center will be overhead tonight, and with clear skies and light winds, temperatures will drop down to 0 to 10 above. This cold air will set the stage for the next wave of low pressure, which will emerge out of the middle of the country and head down the Ohio Valley. This low pressure center will shear off to our south Wednesday afternoon and Wednesday night. The result will be increasing clouds with light snow breaking out during Wednesday afternoon from west to east as high temperatures reach into the lower 20s once again. Snow will accumulate after dark Wednesday night into the wee hours of the morning on Thursday. Most locations will pick up at least a couple to a few inches of snow by Thursday morning, with some places picking up as much as 5 to 6 inches of snow. Leftover snow showers on Thursday afternoon, otherwise mostly cloudy in the upper 20s. Additional disturbances will pass through Friday and through the weekend, bringing us the opportunity of some scattered rain or snow showers as highs push back into the middle 30s and then turning windy and colder again by the end of the weekend. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a deep upper level low just off the northwest coast will linger over that region through the middle of the week. A plume of moisture off the Pacific will stream into central California, which will produce rain over parts of the region. The rain will be heavy at times and continue into tomorrow. Snow, also heavy at times, will develop over the higher elevations of northern and central California, parts of the northwest and northern Rockies where winter storm warnings are in effect. Meanwhile, energy racing out over the northern tier will move across the upper Great Lakes, producing mainly light snow. At the same time, moisture from the Gulf of Mexico will stream northward over the western Gulf Coast, producing rain and embedded thunderstorms. Some of the storms could be strong to severe today. And with the cold air over the plains, pockets of rain and freezing rain will develop over the central and southern plains by tomorrow. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with blowing snow and fog, 18 below zero, with a west wind at 85 gusting to 98 miles per hour. And this note, yesterday, Mount Washington recorded a wind gust of 171 miles per hour, which is now the highest February wind gust on record at that location. And Eureka in Nunavut Territory, Canada, reporting ice crystals and 44 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny skies, 19 degrees, the dew point 4, 52% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 13 gusting to 23 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.28 inches and rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 86 degrees at Oasis Ross, Florida, to a low of 34 below zero at Scobie, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny and breezy, mid-30s, Boston mostly sunny and breezy in the mid-20s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with highs in the lower 20s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 38 degrees, the low 24, the average temperature 31, that's 3 degrees above normal. Just a trace of liquid equivalent precipitation yesterday, 3/10 of an inch of snow, bringing the total for the month to 8.8 inches, which is 2.1 inches of snow below normal. And with 41.4 inches of snow for the season, we're at 4.2 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees, the average low 20, the record high 63 set in 1976, and the record low 11 below zero in 1950. Sunrise this morning was at 6:36 a.m., sunset this evening 5:41 p.m., 11 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and windy today with highs staying in the teens. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near zero. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny and windy today with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the lower teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers today and highs around 20. Clear early, then increasing clouds tonight, 0 to 5 above. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds and windy today with highs around 20. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 10 above. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, windy today with highs in the lower 20s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 10 above. Region-wide for Wednesday, increasing clouds and cold with light snow developing from west to east during the afternoon and into the evening. Highs in the lower 20s. Snow on Wednesday night could be steady for a while with a few inches possible by Thursday morning, then mostly cloudy Thursday afternoon in the upper 20s. Mostly cloudy Friday in the mid-30s, a chance of rain and snow Saturday in the mid-30s, windy and turning colder Sunday with snow showers back into the 20s, and a mix of sun and clouds in the mid-20s on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Kiano.